Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dr. John Brownstein is joining us live, infectious disease epidemiologist with Boston's Children's Hospital. Dr. Brownstein, glad to have you with us this morning. The Omicron variant, described as a variant of concern by the World Health Organization, and right now there are a lot more questions than answers about it. But a South African doctor who was among the first to spot it said none of her patients needed hospital treatment. Should we be pumping the brakes a little bit on what appears to be a lot of concern here?
You know, thanks for having me on. I agree there's a lot of open questions right now. I think that anecdotal evidence of milder disease is great to know, but we still don't have the full picture. This variant has mutations that are concerning in the fact that it has properties that may make it chip away at the vaccine, but we don't know. And it's a variant that seems to be taking hold in South Africa and displacing the Delta variant. So if you have a variant that is very transmissible and might be able to get around the vaccine, that is a concern. We don't know this for certain, but even if it does have milder symptoms, it's a numbers game. If you have a lot of cases, ultimately that does lead to hospitalizations and deaths. But we don't know. And in fact, you know, what may have happened is that we did panic a bit too soon. But, you know, it's important from a public health perspective to increase surveillance, increase response, so we don't get caught flat-footed. It's a tightrope that we have to walk here between making sure that we catch a variant before it turns into a global concern, but also not creating panic so that we're in a position that, you know, we have to say, oh, wait a second, this variant, you know, turned out to be a bust.
Would it be expected to have a variant that would, you know, be more transmissible but offer less severe symptoms? I mean, I feel like since March of 2020, that's all we've been talking about is viruses mutate and they generally become more transmissible and have fewer symptoms to help aid that transmissibility. And yet here we are, we're kind of acting like, you know, shock and awe over this.
Right. You know, there's a lot of shock. I agree. And what's especially interesting is that we should have expected this, especially when you think about global vaccine equity. You know, we've been trying to raise this issue that if you can't vaccinate the globe, you're going to have the emergency disease variants. When you have transmission occurring, it's just a matter of time between, you know, a new variant emerging that has these properties that can outcompete the previous variant. And that's what we've seen. And this is because, you know, while we're well vaccinated in a place like U.S., even though we do have pockets of unvaccinated people, you will just have this perpetuating situation. And this is why it's so important to make sure that we are getting access to everyone around the globe. But yes, we've seen this movie before. I absolutely agree. There's nothing, you know, incredibly surprising about what we're experiencing right now.
Did the Delta variant start the way this one is?
You know, to a certain degree, it did. You know, it's a variant that emerges in one part of the globe and spreads quickly and, you know, over time starts to displace other variants and every, you know, many countries, not everyone, but close to, you know, many countries experience this major surge in cases because, you know, there was underlying, still vulnerability in the population. What I think we have now is different, is that we have underlying immunity because of Delta, but also because of vaccines. I don't expect we're going to see the same level of surge with Omicron. Now, I can't say that with certainty, but any amount of increase in cases, at least hospitalizations and deaths, is avoidable. You know, I think, you know, even if this variant chips away a bit at the vaccine, you know, they will afford real protection against severe disease, I believe. And, you know, we'll spare our health systems. Our healthcare providers are just overworked. And, you know, anything we can do to limit a surge right now, you know, it's not a question of if, but when this Omicron variant, which maybe even already is in the U.S., starts to take hold, are we, you know, do we have enough people vaccinated and, in fact, boosted to prevent, you know, an unnecessary surge? That's what I'm really hoping for right now.
Just because we've talked to, I don't even know how many doctors over the last 2 years, we've kind of gone through this over and over about the popping up of new strains of this virus. And the point that we keep hearing is, you know, there's concern. Could this evade your antibodies that you have from a prior infection or evade the vaccine? How likely is that to actually be the case, given just, you know, we don't know too much about this strain, but given what we know about viruses and epidemiology in general?
You know, I think what we know is that it's very unlikely for a variant to come in that, you know, completely gets around our vaccines. I think it's not, you know, I think in some ways there's been a lot of confusion in the media, you know, that's binary, you know, variant, you know, vaccine will work or not. It's about chipping away at efficacy. We see with new variants, they're, you know, it can decrease the efficacy of the vaccines. I think in this case, you'll probably see that. You know, we have antibodies, but we also have memory T cells that will prevent, you know, severe illness and death. So by having any amount of immunization, it will, or, you know, natural infection, it will, you know, play some role. We just don't know how much. I mean, think about the flu shot every year. You know, sometimes we have a good match, sometimes we have not a great match. But even if you've been vaccinated against, you know, another strain of flu, it will create cross protection. And I think that's what we'll likely see here. And this is why, you know, studies in the coming weeks are going to be so critical to figure out sort of how well the vaccines work. I expect they will work, you know, well. They may, you know, decrease risk, increase risk of cases, but ultimately will still have the real impact on severe illness, which is what we've seen, you know, throughout this pandemic, you know, how well these vaccines are actually working.
Dr. Brownstein, before we let you go, not to get too far off of the new COVID variant, but want to get your thoughts on something that we're seeing here in Erie County. There are new mandates in place. There's a mask mandate has returned just within the last week because of COVID cases, but it's part of a four-phased approach. Now, phase one is this mask mandate that is underway right now. Phase two would be a vaccination mandate in public spaces. And then phase three and four would be to limit capacity in those spaces and then shut down. And I'm just wondering if that makes any sense to you, you know, looking at it from the epidemiologist's point of view, and we're trying to tell people the vaccines are the way out of this, but yeah. Phase three and four, we would be limiting capacity or shutting down places where only vaccinated people would be allowed. Is that, in your mind, the right way to go about things?
Well, you know, what we've known throughout the pandemic is it's all about layers of intervention. It's sort of this Swiss cheese concept where, you know, if you have enough of these interventions, you're going to limit transmission. So you want to, you know, put layer in, you know, things as, and then watch the data. Masking, of course, is, you know, an easy thing for people to do. I know it's controversial, but it does reduce transmission. Vaccines are our best defense, absolutely. But if we still are seeing high levels of transmission, we know that the big place where we see these super spreading events is indoor settings where there's poor ventilation. So it does make sense as if you're going to try to limit, you know, the places where spread is taking, you know, occurring, it's in these indoor gatherings. So, you know, from a public health perspective, it makes sense. You know, let's hope to not have to get into these situations because we've vaccinated enough the population that we don't have to be in a position where we need to keep adding any of these additional layers. But I, unfortunately, I know that, you know, many people are tired and over this. But yes, you know, those interventions that are laid out, you know, make absolute public health sense.
Dr. Brownstein, we appreciate your insight this morning. Dr. John Brownstein is an infectious disease epidemiologist with Boston Children's Hospital.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.